okay. Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm kind of running the show here. So far, so good, huh? What are all these dials, switches, and gauges? I don't know. I press a button here. We play a commercial. I press a button there. I'm back on the air. I press a button here. I play a commercial. I press one there, and I'm back on the air. I'm back on the air. I don't care, but I'm back on the air. Who requested National Brotherhood Week, huh? First, let's cover race.
The white folks hate the black folks,
hey!
And the black folks hate the white folks. To hate all but the right folks is an old established rule. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, Lena Horne and Sheriff Clark are dancing cheek to cheek. It's fun to eulogize the people you despise, as long as you don't let them in your school.
And now the rich and the poor.
Oh, the poor folks hate the rich folks, and the rich folks hate the poor folks. All of my folks hate all of your folks. It's American as apple pie. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, New Yorkers love the Puerto Ricans 'cause it's very chic. Step up and shake the hand of someone you can't stand. You can tolerate him if you try.
And finally, religion.
Oh, the Protestants hate the Catholics, and the Catholics hate the Protestants, and the Hindus hate the Muslims, and everybody hates the Jews. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's National Everyone Smile at One Anotherhood Week. Be nice to people who are inferior to you. It's only for a week, so have no fear. Be grateful that it doesn't last all year.
Smoking good time. The number's here at the talk station as we kick open the gates, pull up the shutters, pull down the sash, and waltz around our willy, 651-646-8255, and 877-615-1500, and 636-722-9840, and 869-946-1777, and 0998900098, poundstar.org.com/net. Hello?
Hey, Tommy.
Hi.
Hey, do you take any prescription medication?
I do take some. It's called Demerol.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. You ought to get it, and if you want, I'll show you where you can break in and grab the stuff for free. We'll move on now. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, man. You up for a conversation with me or not? Because if you're not, why don't you just bounce yourself right into the ether, okay?
You want to hear something?
Huh?
Now, earlier today we were from the Tanucci's, and here comes the state trooper up behind us, okay?
Yeah.
And he has his lights on.
Uh-huh.
And we pull over.
Uh-huh.
He keeps going by us.
Uh-huh.
And in front of us, there's mm-hmm. another cop. He's off duty, but I mean, he's in uniform, so
right.
We know that it's him.
Right.
So what happens is, and he doesn't pull over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's just in front of the guy, just not doing anything.
Sure. No, I understand.
I mean, the guy has his head up his butt.
Hey, we don't talk like that on my program. Hello? Hello?
He wants to buy a convertible, huh?
Yeah, do you have one?
Yeah. How much you want to spend?
What is that noise? What was that noise?
What?
Is this you again, Tommy?
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, sure. Now you have one.
ABC 02.
What?
Newsnet 1.
Hey, what's...
Central Mountain.
Hello? Who's that guy? Get him out of here.
Stations, we have various additional cuts for you.
Hello?
The last cut will be cut number 27.
Well, Clyde went home. I don't know how to work this. How do I turn this off?
On their way.
How do I turn
This is news call number 17 from ABC News.
What is this on? What do I do?
Cut one.
Hello? Hello? I want this guy dead.
We
got
to say to ourselves, they could have been our children in there.
I want this off.
When we went in for our children.
Cut two.
Who is this clown? Get him up!
Had they moved too quickly inside that building... And perhaps detonated one of those explosive devices, more lives would have been lost.
Get out of here.
Cut three.
Why is this happening? Hey, how do I turn this up?
It's got him out of there. This
didn't have to happen. Why is this going on?
Cut four.
Oh, come on, I'm in the middle of a Friday show.
I look forward to the day when I see you.
is John again.
Oh, come on. Why is this on my show?
John, I'm
Hello?
On my way. You just got to
Jason
just keep
Jackal.
Me there.
Jason the Jackal.
Cut five.
I don't want these absurd.
I don't really want to go back,
Jason
but I know
Jackal,
that I probably will.
Turn this part off?
I mean, one of my friends, he said that if
off,
we don't go back
Jackal.
And face it,
Thank you,
it's
turn
just...
that off. Thank you. Good Lord. Hello?
Hello?
I don't know what the hell that was. ABC is all of a sudden doing something in New York, and it appears on my show. Go ahead.
How much do you want to spend?
Maybe up to, you know, maybe up to a couple thou.
How new a one do you want?
I mean, maybe $1,500, now that I think about it. You know, like one of those oldies, one of those old beat-up ones. I like old beat-up cars.
I got a nice 65.
How much?
$20,000.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, hey.
What?
If you want to use it, call me.
Well, for the summer?
Well, not for the summer. You want to take it for a Sunday drive? Call me.
No, I want one of my own. I want one I can spill on. And...
Well, you're going to have to spend some money.
No, not for an old beat-up one.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
You can take your old car and cut the roof off it, and you'll have one for the summer.
Will that work?
Sure.
I'll call you about that.
See ya.
Thanks. I like that idea. I've always wanted to cut the roof off my car, but I thought it would screw up the center of gravity or whatever that's called. The, you know, the black hole or the white dwarf or the, you know, the dense mass. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
I was wondering if you could play the song I heard about a year ago on your stage.
Oh, yeah, I have it right here. I keep it handy just for these calls. Go ahead. Which one is it?
It's about, like, I don't know, some chick in Cuba.
Yeah, chick in Cuba. Yeah, we'll be getting to that shortly. Moron. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi. You know how you were saying that your show wouldn't work too well during the daylight hours?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's true because I've been taping you at night and listening back to the listening back to your show during the day.
During the day. What an experiment. That's the way we're going to finally decide if it works. You let me know after a six-month trial whether or not we could pull it off, because if we could, that's where the money is. I mean, the big money is during the day. You know what the people are making during the day? Sushi right. pulls in about four times my salary. Five, possibly.
Oh, sushi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ah. Oh, yeah. Big, 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 big. I mean, I wouldn't be riding no puny $20,000 convertible. I'd be getting myself a, well, Yeah, if I had the money, Here's the deal. Here's the deal on a convertible. I just thought of it. Here's the deal. If someone has an old, you know, an old Impala, ancient thing, old convertible, beat up old thing, and you want to sell it to me, I'll take you out to dinner and buy you dinner. And if someone wants to buy my 71 Jeep Wagoneer, I'll take it in dinner. How about that, huh? And how about a gift certificate to Tequila Berries for you, sir? Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Okay, I'll put you on hold here. 651-646-8255, the number here at the broadcast. That's a big one. The second one's even tougher yet, 877-615-1500. That's 877-615-1500. Or... .org. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I got a car for Tommy.
Oh, you do? Right,
yeah,
let me put you on hold. Hang on a sec. Hello?
Tommy?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to Potbelly Fred? I haven't heard from him lately.
Potbelly Fred exploded.
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say imploded, but it was an explosion.
Did he eat too much ramen or what?
No.
Hello?
Oh, I'm here with you. No, he didn't. He wasn't a ramen guy. It's college food. He was an adult. He was eating the good stuff. But how old are you?
I'm 20.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. A talk show host?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on out! Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this the Mishki broadcast?
Yes, it is.
Could I speak to Mishki, please?
Yes, hold on, please. Hello? Yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. I got a question for Mishki.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a simple question. I want to know why he doesn't play the song anymore.
Which song?
The song.
Israelites?
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
Very good.
All right,
thank you.
Tommy, why don't you ever play the Israelites anymore? I'll play it coming back from the next break. That good enough for you, you jackass? That's fine. Just asking. Won't have to bite my head off. They go to father, she said when I asked her to wed, and she knew that I knew that her father was dead, and she knew that I knew what a life he had led, and she knew that I knew what she meant when she said go to father. So go to father to you, you big... Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Mishki there?
Just a second, I'll get him. Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Tommy?
Yes.
Tommy, I got a quick question for
you. Fire when ready.
I was down at the Shantytown Grill about a year and a half ago.
Holy old Shantytown.
And I sat next to you giving blood for bone marrow.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I wanted to know whatever happened with the little girl, if she was ever able to find a donor, and if you're going to promote some more of those, because I think it was a great thing to do.
Well, it's Friday night, and we've been having such a good time tonight, and I'm excited and up, and it's a sunny evening, and there was when I came on. Maybe it's dark now. I don't know. I don't have a window here, but, of course, everybody's gearing up for a big day tomorrow, and it's a wonderful Saturday. It's spring in April, and the girl died.
She did?
Yep.
Well, I think that you may want to get out there and do a little bit more promotion and have more people go out and give, so that they can get matched then.
You think somehow, I'm sensing that I'm not doing enough, and if I did more, maybe lives would be saved. That's leaving me, having been raised a Catholic, feeling very guilty. I'm not doing enough and people are dying. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That somehow I'm not doing enough, and because of that, small children are dying! Well, what exactly do you want me to do? Should I get off the air right now and put a shiv in my side and give? How about a little something for me occasionally? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you hung up. I would have.
No, I was just laughing.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hi.
Just coming through the Lowry Tunnel on my car.
Oh, really? I'm out here in Maplewood off 61.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right there by the big towers.
Yeah, and I know where you are, too.
So if I get a little broken up here, it's because I'm coming through the deep tunnel of Minneapolis.
I've been through that 1,000 times. Never breaks me up. Just a tunnel, you know. Check out.
You were talking about the evening show versus the daytime show.
Yeah.
And as I'm an evening employee, I feel that the evening is where it stays. I'm going to be going back into the evening for work. Hope I'm back.
I go under the Lowry Tunnel. It reminds me of England's Channel. I go under it and I call Mishki. I call him on the phone. I say I'm heading back home. But suddenly I get broken up and then I'm gone. So get yourself a better phone, and you won't find yourself all alone in the Lowry Tunnel with nobody to call. Boom, 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 ow, 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 boom, 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 boom. I'm broken up, can't call on my phone. All right, what are we doing here? What do we got? Hello, 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 hello. Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Must be me. I'm Mishki.
You it is.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling you from Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah, way out here.
Land of enchantment. What about it?
It's flat. It's like North Dakota.
No, I know, but...
Yeah.
Oh, you're not calling about Kansas.
No, right? I'm calling about North Dakota. That's where I'm from, but I appreciate
those in glass houses.
Yeah, I love the joke about, you know, the cruelest thing that North Dakota ever did was come up with a tourism department.
They do have that. But remember, up there in a cruel winter many years ago, Lewis and Clark bucked up and weathered it and went on to find the Pacific Ocean, and that little encampment is still there, immortalized up there, and that'll bring in a historian or two. That's what got me into the state. See the old camp up there at Mandan. Ever been up to Mandan?
Yeah, I've been all over that state.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Anybody got that song handy? I'd like to hear that right now. You ever heard that song?
Yeah, I have.
Most people think it's the song for the Yellow Pages because they never heard it any other time, and then the Yellow Pages used it for marketing, but it's actually a great tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. Keep it up.
I will. I'll keep trying to do it. I'll keep doing what I do. And hello.
Tommy, I'll have to apologize. It was not the Lowry Tunnel, but my battery that cut us off.
Well, it's cutting us off again. Well, that's too bad. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to speak with Mitski.
Hang on a second. Hello?
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a car for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh, hang on just a sec. Hello?
Hey, what's happening, Tommy?
Are you black?
Yeah.
All right, then that's okay. You can talk like that.
What's up, Manny Shaft? Just calling to say what's happening.
I don't know. You know how much I hate what's happening. Clyde, no, it's what's up.
What's up,
Clyde? That I don't like. That's what I don't like.
What?
Clyde doesn't even say that to me anymore.
How you doing, man?
You're not Shaft.
Yes, this is Shaft.
Something's wrong with your voice. It doesn't sound the same.
No, I got a cold. I'm nursing, giving birth to some very large.
Now you're sounding like Shaft. Okay.
What, do you want me to spread a little poetry for you? Would that prove it for you?
Actually, that would help. But you really sound different. I mean, I'm sure it's a cold.
I've got a pretty good one. I got a pretty good one there that was sticking with me. It's just starting to fade now, though. So.
What is it?
Huh?
Well, what is the poem?
Oh, I don't have it written up yet.
No, I don't believe you're Shaft. If you can't
you don't
produce
believe
a poem,
I'm Shaft.
No, you don't have a poem.
Tommy, who ate all the black-eyed peas when you came over my house, man?
Where was your table situated?
Right off the kitchen.
Who made the meal?
I did, and my grandmother.
And your grandmother. Okay, very good. All right. That's right. It's you, boy. You really don't sound like yourself.
I'm really stuffy here.
All right. Well, how you been?
I've been all right. How have you been, man? I missed you for what, 3 weeks there?
Oh, I was gone for five. Yeah, I was gone for a long time.
What'd you have, like the gout or something, bro?
Mercury poisoning, lead poisoning, and a few other things.
Well, you know, they mess up with the prescriptions there when you're in the sanitarium, so.
But I'm doing better right now than you are.
How are the kids, homie?
Well, they were killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we won't be seeing them at the picnic.
No,
there.
I still bring them around.
Oh, okay.
I got to run. See ya.
Mishki, AM 1500 KSTP.